Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky. Hey guys, welcome to another adventure in the Holy Spirit. I am dressed for the occasion today. I'm wearing my Holy Spirit hoodie. On the back of it says, Holy Spirit, come rest on us. It was from the church that my family attends, Church for the Nations, right here in the Phoenix area. But guys, I've got a free PDF available for you on your heart motivation to prophesy. I've been doing a lot of prophetic webinars lately, and people are calling me the Holy Spirit guy. So I've got a free PDF available for you, your heart motivation to prophesy, so that you hear the voice of God and that you will prophesy, encourage, comfort, and edify people in Jesus' name. And guys, we've got an e-course available for you called Entry Level Prophecy. So please check this out. You can hear God's voice and prophesy. Every person with the Spirit of God living in them can be used by God for entry-level prophecy. Entry-level prophecy is the starting point of an incredible adventure in hearing God's voice and prophesying. Prophecy encourages, comforts, and edifies people. And our heart is to equip and educate you to hear God and prophesy, walking it out as a lifestyle. And that's why we created Entry-Level Prophecy eCourse on charismacourses.com. Through this powerful eCourse, you will be equipped to hear God and to prophesy. You will gain the necessary biblical understanding needed to take a step of faith and speak what you hear God saying to see people encouraged, comforted, and edified. In this course, you'll learn about the fruit of the Spirit, the character traits of God, how to receive and deliver a prophecy, how to judge a prophecy, and what foundation you need to prophesy, and what heart motivations are necessary to prophesy. When you enroll in this e-course, you'll also have access to bonus materials and our live coaching sessions. Go to charismacourses.com to purchase entry-level prophecy and learn how to hear God's voice and prophesy. And I am so excited for my very special guest today. I'm bringing back Apostle Catherine Crick. You guys have probably seen her on Instagram, on TikTok. God is using her in signs and wonders. She's traveling the world. She's got fivefold church. We're talking today about her book, The Secret of the Anointing. So my best friend, the Holy Spirit, is the topic of conversation today. She's a minister, lead pastor of fivefold church in Los Angeles, where many miracles happen and people are healed, delivered, and equipped to be powerful vessels of God. She travels the world ministering with a passion to see people encounter the precious presence and power of God and to have revelation of His love. So please help me welcome Apostle Catherine Crick to Adventures in the Spirit. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you back and talk about this book, The Secret of the Anointing. You're talking about my best friend, the Holy Spirit. I believe it's a bestseller. It's doing well. And I'm just super excited. Apostle Catherine, what is the Holy Spirit recently doing in you and through your church?
Yes. So God is moving in power every single Sunday. It's amazing. It's really revival every single Sunday. Ever since about a couple years ago, people have traveled from around the world to encounter Jesus in power. This past Sunday, there was a family that traveled 40 hours. They drove with their family, with their two children, just so hungry to encounter Jesus in power and to receive healing and freedom for their family. And also this past Sunday, there was another family who traveled from Texas, and they really believed that when they came to where the anointing was being released at our church, that Jesus was going to heal and deliver their whole family. They came with such amazing faith. And when they arrived to the city, they got in the hotel. The mother of the adult couple who also brought their children, the mother who hadn't had hearing in her ear, I think her whole life or most of her life, her ear opened and she could hear. She received her healing the moment she stepped to LA. And it reminded me so much of the story in the Bible with the issue of blood that woman had. Mm-hmm. And she had so much faith. She says, even if I just touch the hem of Jesus's robe. So she wasn't even looking for to touch his skin or for even him to say a prayer. Just getting close to Jesus, she knew was enough. And so that faith, believing in the power of Jesus, released the healing already. And then the son of that mother got delivered powerfully, where it looked like electricity was upon his body. It was the power of God extinguishing demons from him. And so that's just a little taste of what's happening at the church. This is like this every week, where we're seeing people be delivered and healed and encounter Jesus's power.
I love it. And I'm excited for what your book, The Secret of the Anointing. Love it. It's on my bookshelf with Benny Hinn's books and all kinds of other authors over the years, The Secrets of the Anointing. So what is the anointing, Catherine?
The anointing is the power of God that God puts in a vessel whom he can trust. And then that power of God, the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, moves through that vessel, through that person, and touches others. The anointing is what we see move through Moses when he did those signs, wonders, and miracles. The anointing is what we see move through Elijah doing those mighty miracles that he did, and his spiritual son Elisha. The anointing is what we see move through Apostle Peter when people were coming underneath where his shadow, where he was ministering, and demons were just leaving, the sick were being healed just by being in the presence of that mighty power of God moving through him. The anointing is what we see move through Apostle Paul, where they would bring handkerchiefs and aprons up to his skin, touch his skin, and then bring the handkerchiefs and aprons to the demon oppressed and the sick, and they'd be healed and delivered. And so the anointing God wants every believer to carry, because he wants every child of God to be a vessel of him in his fullness, his power, so he can do whatever he wants to do through that vessel. If he wants to heal somebody, deliver somebody through that vessel, he can do it. But it's real power, and we have free will. So God doesn't just give the anointing to everyone automatically, but it takes surrender. It takes being a trustworthy vessel, like how God said about David, I'm choosing David to anoint, to put my anointing in, because he is a man after my own heart, and he will do whatever I want him to.
Amen. I love that. Yeah. And there's a high cost to the anointing that a lot of people, if they really truly knew the price that they had to pay for it, they might not want to pay it. They might want to run away. But God chooses surrendered vessels. What was your journey to attaining or operating in the anointing?
It was a journey. It was a process. So I received a prophecy about 7.5 years ago. At this time, I wanted to be a singer. I was pursuing music as my career. And I thought that was my calling. But I received this prophecy that I was called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I was called to reach the nations, and God was going to do many miracles through me. And upon hearing that, I was shocked. I didn't want to be a minister. Public speaking was my biggest fear and weakness, but I knew that it was God speaking. And above all, I wanted to be in God's will. So I said, yes. There was that huge prophecy upon my life. There was also another prophecy that revival is now, and revival would be breaking out in our city in LA and in my church. And it was 4.5 years of believing in these promises before I really started to see revival break out. For 4.5 years, the church that I started, that God called me to start, Fivefold Church, was very small. There was 20 the first year, 15 the next year, 10 the next year, 5 the next year. That was 2020. COVID hit. Then there was 2 of us, and we had church out in the park. And so part of my journey was a wilderness season where I saw the Bible come alive, where it felt like I was going backwards instead of forwards as the church was getting smaller and smaller. But God reminded me of Joseph, how Joseph was given this dream, this promise from God. But the next moment, his brothers threw him in a pit to die and then sold him to slavery. And then he later ended up in prison after being falsely accused. And so I'm sure Joseph was feeling that same way. Joseph was feeling, what happened to the promise? It feels like I'm going further and further backwards instead of walking closer to the promise. But the truth was, in the spiritual realm, he was indeed moving forward, because we have to go through refining fire in order for us to be vessels who can handle the big calling that God has promised us, this mighty anointing, so that we are good stewards of the anointing, so we will do all that God wants us to do, his perfect will, when he lifts us for his glory and when he pours out that anointing upon us. Joseph was going closer and closer to the promise because he had to be refined. And the refining fire looks like discomfort, looks like attacks from the enemy that God turns for good. Yeah. And so that's what I experienced in the form of waiting and waiting and waiting on the promise, in the form of feeling like I was going backwards. It didn't feel like any progress was being made. And it also in the form of attacks like I never experienced in my life, spiritual attacks. Another instance of the Bible coming alive, like the way the enemy moved through people. I started experiencing those kinds of attacks where it was like, what? I didn't do anything wrong. Why are these people treating me this way? Making these false accusations. I'm just doing what God called me to do. How can this happen? Like, that kind of thing happened, which is what Joseph also would have been going through. And also David, as Saul was trying to stop him from fulfilling God's plan for his life. So I experienced these attacks from the enemy like never before, as soon as I stepped into my calling. But all of that was the perfect refining fire that was necessary, that God used to refine me. And looking back, I can say that I truly changed through all of that. I was changed for the good. I was truly refined. I was truly made more like Jesus, and it was all worth it. And God's ways are best. In the middle of it, you're like, what is happening, God? How can you allow this to happen? I don't understand this. But looking back, I can see how perfect his plans were.
Amen. Well, in your book, you talk about impartation. And over the years, I've got a couple of degrees in this. Over the years, I've gone back and forth about impartation. When people are anointed, I'll let them lay hands on me, all that. I'm jumping in if it's revival, right? True, yeah. Genuine, Jesus glorifying, Holy Spirit filled revival. But over the years, I've gone back and forth about impartation. But your viewpoint is, within the realm of orthodoxy, it's nothing crazy or strange or whatever. But can you share about impartation and the principles behind that?
Yes. So impartation is God's main way of releasing anointing to his vessels. It's not the only way. And this is what we see in the word of God. We find with Elijah and Moses, there's no vessel that's releasing the anointing to them. It's just directly God to them. But the majority of the instances of seeing vessels receiving anointing, it's through impartation. So that's what we see with Elijah to his spiritual son, Elisha. Elisha received the spirit of Elijah, it says, meaning the same anointing that Elijah carried for God's assignment for Elijah's life, that same anointing was released to Elisha, because Elisha also was given the same assignment, that like the same certain work of God that God wanted to be done. So that same anointing was released to Elisha, and Elisha got a double portion and mantle from Elijah. And also we see Joshua receiving impartation from Moses and doing the similar miracles that Moses did. And then we see Apostle Paul was a spiritual father. He had spiritual children. His spiritual son was Timothy, one of them was Timothy. And so Timothy was also receiving impartation from Apostle Paul. And so I have received impartation. That's a secret, like a secret of how I received anointing. One of the secrets. It's not only about the impartation. It's mostly about the heart of like how anointing is released to a person. It's mostly about the heart and surrender. But then there's a positioning as well. There needs to be a positioning to God's ways of doing things, God's principles. And so it's important that one is surrendered and is open to God's ways. That like some people, they just want to receive anointing without a vessel or their own way. But if this is God's will for your life, to receive impartation, to be like Elisha, if you're like a present day Elisha, you got to do it God's way or you won't receive. And so I have a spiritual father and Prophet Dr. Jura Davey, and I've never seen God move in power like I've seen through him. And he has a big church in East Africa and Tanzania with several thousands, and he's had it for decades. And when I went there, I was shocked to see mighty signs, wonders, and miracles like never before. I met this one woman. She was healed of cancer there. And then she was anointed to be an apostle. And then she testified that God used her to heal two other people of cancer. I've never seen like the Bible come alive like that before. And that's just one example. So I'm so honored and blessed to be receiving from my spiritual father. I received impartation of anointing through him. Specifically, one time, 9 months after I started Fivefold Church, I visited his church and I was so hungry. I was so hungry for God's power to move in my church, in our city, in my city, LA. And since I had started the church, I hadn't seen really manifestations of God's power, but I really believed it would happen. I believed in the promises for my life, and I was so hungry for others to encounter Jesus in power like I had previously. So I went hungry, and that day I received impartation, and I was immediately different. When I got on the plane, I was reading the Bible and talking, praying to God the whole entire 24 plus hour plane ride home. I was so different. I was like, my spirit was set on fire. I was reading the word and my eyes opened up like never before. I was getting revelation I never had before when reading the word. And then for church on that Sunday, I was so expectant. I was so expectant. Like, I knew I had received impartation. I was so expectant for God to move in power. And that Sunday, after this message, I called people forward to the altar. And there's this one woman, I touched her hand lightly, and she fell back with the power of God. And I was shocked. That was the first time I saw the power of God move through me and touch another person. And then I started praying for a different person. And the prophetic anointing came upon me. And I started having this just like knowing, and I started praying for this person, and they started weeping. And that had never happened to me before. I didn't know how people prophesied. I didn't know how people heard from God like that. I believed that that was God's will for my life, according to the promises from God, the prophecies. But I didn't know how that would happen. I'd never seen it. But that day it happened. I prayed for another person, and the prophetic anointing came upon me. The same thing happened. The person was weeping, so touched by God. And that was the first time that Sunday where God moved in power through me. And so I really knew then the power of impartation. So from that day, every single time I would minister, God would move in power and touch people. We didn't see huge miracles yet, though, like healings and deliverances for the most part, until a few years later. And God's perfect timing, when he was ready, when I was prepared, one day we were in the park because it was COVID times, and there was a woman who traveled from across the country because she had seen a video of mine and just believed she would encounter God in power if she traveled to LA to our church. And I prayed for this woman. And as I prayed for her, she fell back with the power of God. And then she started convulsing. Mm-hmm. And I discerned these are demons trembling in her. Then a demon started speaking out of her mouth and said, I don't want her to preach. And I commanded the demon to leave her. And by God's power, the demon left her and she was set free. That was the first time a demon ever manifested in my ministry when I was ministering. That was a few years after that other, you know, first big impartation I had received. So I continued to receive impartation. The anointing grew in me for a few years. And when it was God's timing and after going through preparation, the refining fire, God was ready to do what he wanted to do and to start setting his people free through my ministry. And so a video of that deliverance went viral and people started traveling immediately. And our church just started growing in the park from 25 or so people in March 2021 when that first demon was cast out to 2 months later, 300 people showed up in the park. And it just continued to grow from there. And when the 300 people showed up, it was revival like I had more than I had dreamed, with God delivering so many people and everyone just rejoicing and just amazed at Jesus and how powerful he is.
Amen. I love that. So we're talking about Apostle Catherine Crick's book, The Secret of the Anointing. So Apostle Catherine, when you operate in the anointing, what is it like for you? Because for me, sometimes I feel like electricity in my hands or special presence upon my head or my shoulders and, you know, all that, and hosting the presence of the Holy Spirit. There are some people who feel nothing. I think Benny Hinn had said he's just a hose. He doesn't feel anything. But for you, what is it like for you operating under the anointing?
So as you said, it's so different for everybody. For me, it's been based on faith. That's how it is for everyone. Everyone, our whole relationship with God, our whole life as a child of God, and also as we minister, it has to all be based on faith. And, you know, Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Believe without seeing. And so for me, I've really seen that scripture come alive as I minister. Like the first time that the prophetic anointing came upon me, as I described, I think if I could prefer a certain way or something, I would probably love to like hear the audible voice of God saying, this is what I want you to pray for this person right now. You know, this is what's going on in this person's life that I want, you know, you to share. Or see, you know, words, just like a vision, that would probably be ideal. But for me, it was based on faith. Like it was like God wanted me to step out in faith, knowing that he was going to give me words as I opened my mouth. And that's how it's happened. That's how it's happened, that it's so much based on faith. But when I step out in faith, God comes through, God moves in power, God gives prophetic revelation. When I step out in faith to command a demon to go, God moves in power and makes the demon to go. So it's not so much of a feeling for me like, ooh, wow, I feel the physical sensations like that God's going to deliver this person. For me, it's really faith. It's that knowing. I know God wants to deliver this person based on faith, and I believe the authority he's given me. I believe that if I command the demon to go, for example, that demon has to obey that authority.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Catherine, can you pray? I mean, I believe that through the laying on of hands, people could receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or even the Holy Spirit falling upon people, like in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 10. As you said, you know, God does it. Can you pray for people to receive more of the Holy Spirit if they're watching this or listening in?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God wants you to receive more of him. There is more. There's the Holy Spirit that you receive upon salvation. There's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and there's the anointing. And God wants you to receive more. He wants you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you've never received this. He wants you to receive the anointing to walk in his power and to touch others in his power. And so as you surrender to God right now, God is going to come and release more of his Spirit to you. I release this, the fire of the Holy Spirit upon you now. May you receive increase of his Spirit. May you receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, his love, his joy, his boldness. May it come over you from now. May you be more spiritual from this moment as you receive more of his Spirit. May the carnal parts of you burn away. May they fall off by the fire of the Holy Spirit coming in you now. And I release this anointing to you to walk in God's power. May this impartation of anointing come upon your life now. And as you pray for people, let miracles happen. As you pray for the sick, let them be healed. As you walk in your authority and commandments to go, may they leave people. May people encounter God's power through you as you speak. May they encounter his love. May their eyes open up to who Jesus is. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Catherine, while you were praying, the Lord showed me a picture, a vision of like fireballs from heaven. You mentioned Elijah earlier on this discussion, and you know, he called fire from heaven, which showed the true God. And so I saw fireballs from heaven coming down into me, and also people listening in, people who were working out at the gym listening into this, people who are driving listening to this, or people watching it on their cell phones, you know, receiving the fire of God. So thank you so very much for that prayer. I want to encourage people, reach out to us, share what the Holy Spirit did in you and through you. Apostle Catherine, what is the best way for people to get more information about you, but also purchase your book, The Secret of the Anointing?
Yeah. So my book is available online anywhere, like Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Target, Walmart, all those places. You can go to my personal website, apostlecatherinecrick.com, and you can find the links to the books as well. That's where you can find more information about my ministry, as well as my church is Fivefold Church, or 5F Church for short. So 5fchurch.org is where you can find more information about my ministry and more resources as well.
Awesome. And guys, as always, if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, I do have links to the book and more information about Apostle Catherine's ministry, and also links to my book, The Baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that free download, Your Heart Motivation to Prophesy. Apostle Catherine, it was an honor and a pleasure to have you back on talking about my best friend and the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. It was such an honor and blessing to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at fireborn.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.